Whether you're working with other people, you're working on a specific kind of project, or maybe the organization or the company or the client that you're working for, all of those things, you know, there's a level of respect that you've got to have for each other, for the work you do, and just for how you approach your creative process. So let's talk about that today. Hey, what's up? This is another episode of Sketch and Release, and my name is Robert. And if you're listening to the podcast, thank you for checking this out. You can always go to sketchrelease.com, catch some other episodes there. You can see some video episodes on Patreon where you can see what I'm drawing during this episode. So the next 20 or 30 minutes, I'll be drawing something out. You can watch that. You can see what's going on there. Other stuff on Patreon is not related to this, but some other cool stuff there. Let me get right into this because I do want to, I'm just energized about this topic of respect, of what you expect out of others and what you give to others in terms of respect and, you know, how that affects your work and how that affects your creative process. And, you know, this is something that all these years I've been working, I've always tried to keep this in mind because, you know, there's a lot about working with people and working in groups. And, you know, when you have that dynamic of working with someone else and trying to get along and collaborate and, you know, just generally just kind of produce work in a group environment, you know, sometimes respect isn't always a given. You know, you think you're working with other people, people are people, and you will treat each other accordingly. Sometimes that just doesn't happen. And it's one of those things that, I don't know, maybe it's just the way I was raised or kind of the, you know, the part of the world that I'm from or whatever. You know, you got to have that. You got to have a certain level of respect, you know, that comes your way and that you give to others. And, you know, I think sometimes it seems like people just think that, you know, you're supposed to just give respect, right? You're supposed to defer or, you know, have a certain reverence for, I don't know, who you're working with or who you're working for, just automatically. And look, there's a certain part that is true to that, right? Just on a human level, you want to respect others, you know, their boundaries, that you want to respect their opinions, you want to respect their ideas. But sometimes it's like, you know, they want more respect than they might be deserving. And that's a little bit different. That's where I feel like things for me kind of change, where I have to say, look, I'll give you the courtesy of being another human being, and we're in the presence of each other, and we're working together, and we're, you know, trying to get things done. That's cool. I'm always for that. But there's another level of respect that, you know, in terms of, you know, you're not going to condescend, you're not going to degrade, you're not going to intimidate, you're not going to diminish someone's skills or someone's appearance or whatever. That's just not going to happen. And, you know, I've always tried to operate that way. And there's been times when I've had to work with people that don't operate that way. And that's sometimes hard to kind of work through because you still have things that need to get done. And yet you sometimes have to tolerate things that really aren't tolerable. And that's not cool. It's not a good situation to be in. But, you know, having that just common respect is one thing. Having that like next level stuff of like, you know, I respect you as a skilled person or as an experienced person. You know, that's something that if you give that, if you trade that, right, you give it and you receive it, you know, that really establishes a better working relationship. That establishes more trust and credibility. And you really understand that, you know, maybe you don't agree on certain things or you otherwise might not normally associate or whatever with this type of person or, you know, however that might work. The key is, though, you can still come together and create and produce work that is, that's, you know, up to your standards. And so a lot of it, I find, it comes down to just how you relate to others. And sometimes it causes you have to make those choices of who do you really want to associate with and for what reasons. You know, if you're taking a project or like a job or position that is really well paying and, you know, you're compensated really well for it, but you got to deal with, you know, just kind of scummy or just, you know, really kind of, I don't know, sour people, you know, at least towards you, maybe. That's really hard. That's a hard bargain to work with. And so, you know, I found sometimes I've taken jobs that are not as, you know, not as nice on the paycheck side, but man, I really get along with people and I really like these people. I mean, I really have like a close, you know, tight bond with the team that I'm with or the, you know, people I'm collaborating with. And, I mean, I've done some things for free, just some like volunteer work that I'm just like, I would do it because I just like these people and I like what they're doing. And we've got a, you know, like a mutual respect for each other's opinions and skill levels and all this stuff. And, you know, that's where you really find it's like a sweet spot, you know, where when you trade that level of respect with each other, you appreciate each other's effort and input and ideas. That's what makes the magic happen, right? And, you know, maybe it all goes back to the thing they teach us when we're all kids, when we're all little, you know, that golden rule thing, right? It's like treat others how you would like to be treated or, you know, so on. And yeah, there is real, I mean, that's, people say it for a reason. I mean, it's true. My dad used to tell me a thing of, you know, when I was first starting out working and, you know, I think this, maybe it came from his experience, but just in general, just it's kind of seems like a pretty common philosophy of like, you know, hey, just be good to the people around you, be respectful, be, you know, be considerate, be courteous, because one day, you know, you may be, that may be your boss. You may be working for that person. And that may not be the situation in the moment, but you never know what the future might hold. Right? You never know. You treat someone, you know, like a jerk, and that may come back to haunt you someday. You know, you may need to call on that person for help, or that may be the person that could possibly give you a job or lead you to a new client or a new project or whatever. So, you know, it's all about really understanding that respect is not just in the moment, but it is a thing that it has a tail on it, and it can follow you around. Good or bad. You know, if people know that, hey, you're a solid guy, you're a solid girl, you treat people right, you do the right thing, you make good if something doesn't go right, that gets around too. And that's a, yeah, that's a good thing to have. You know, that's a good thing for people to know if they're looking at working with you on, you know, how you handle a situation, good or bad. You know, if people know that, you know, this guy, he flips his lid and he just kind of goes off and he can't handle stress, or he's like, you know, really aggressively like hostile with people, unreasonably or whatever it might be. That kind of stuff gets around too. And that's not the thing you want following you, you know? And, you know, I almost think if that's the kind of person you are, you don't care anyway, right? If you're that way, you kind of treat people that way, you hold people in that regard, you probably don't care if people talk, you know, talk about that when it comes to possibly working with you. And hey, look, if you still make it somehow, okay, well, you know, more power to you, I guess. Otherwise, take a hike. Because I don't want anything to do with that. And I think most people don't want anything to do with that. So the idea is then, go back to the golden rule. Treat people like you want to be treated. And, you know, it's almost like, man, it's almost like that thing of, you know, like the code of the streets, right? It's like, you got to know what's up and you got to know, you know, where you can move, how you can operate. And you got to know that, you know, there are eyes on you almost all the time, you know, things will follow you around, word will get around. I always think of this movie, Glengarry Glen Ross. Have you ever seen that? It's a great movie. And it's from like the mid-90s. It's got like a ton of, you know, high-powered, like famous actors in it. And it's based on a David Mamet play. It's about real estate salesmen. And it's just about that intense kind of cutthroat struggle that that you have to face in that environment. And, you know, one of the things I always take from that movie, I mean, it's got some great performances. It's got like insane, like just cutting dialogue. You know, the things that people are saying in that movie are just like instantly quotable. But overall, it's really a kind of like a, it's like a showcase of the dynamics of how respect works, like especially like in a workplace, like in a group of people. You know, it really highlights how fast respect can be given and then taken away, and taken away brutally. It really offers some lessons in there about, you know, how you can relinquish your dignity. You can let someone take it away from you. There's so much of it that really revolves around that. That's like a key part of it. And some of the, you know, the characters in it, some of the situations, it's like, it's about knowing your worth and knowing your value as a person, much less like an employee or a collaborator. But it's also about, you know, knowing your, I don't want to say knowing your place, but like being able to stay in your lane. You know, that's a problem that it happens every once in a while. You, and especially if you're like a creative person and you're dealing with different types of projects and different roles in those projects, and you sometimes want to just like jump, you know, into different things. But sometimes you to respect others, you really have to stay in your lane. And it doesn't mean you can't be involved and you can't try and understand and learn, but you can't try and do everybody's job, because now you're just stepping on toes. You really, you know, you're screwing up the whole dynamic, you know, the way a team should work. And so, you know, with Glengarry Glen Ross, there's a lot of, it's almost like undermining of the guy next to you, you know, because you're trying to get ahead. And that, you know, hey, if that's the business you're in, it's tough. It's a tough racket. But if that's what you got to do, I guess that's what you got to do. But the problem is you really do kind of just throw respect, all sense of respect, for yourself, for other people, for what you're selling or what you're working on, you throw that out the window because you're just trying to stay alive. You're just trying to survive. And knowing that, like knowing that people can move that way and that that can come back to you in like such an aggressive kind of a really, you know, harsh way, you know, any kind of thing that you work on, there's somebody else out there that's probably doing similar things or maybe doing the exact same thing. And they might try to be the one just trying to get your work. And, you know, there's something to be said for collaboration versus competition, but the two can coexist. I think so. And the reason I think that is because of respect. I can be trying to make something that's interesting and engaging and like really high quality at the same time as the guy next to me. And that's not to say like we're taking each other's ideas or we're like undermining each other's like work or stepping on each other's toes or whatever you want to call it. But it's more about I'm trying to do my best to push that person to do their best and vice versa. I see that person doing something really amazing. I got to step up my game. And that's like a real respect for the skill and for the talent involved. The thing that always sticks with me about Glengarry Glen Ross, the thing that sticks with me about that movie, there's some really key moments in it that are really like instantly memorable. But the one that I always think about is there's a scene where, was it Al Pacino? He's trying to like rope this guy in. Well, he spends like a good part of the movie or the story trying to rope this guy in to buy this property. And, you know, he kind of closes the deal. The next day, the guy comes back and he basically says, I got to back out. I talked to my wife. I don't want to do this deal. I need my money back. So give me my money back. Well, he's there trying to like calm the guy down and say, don't worry about it. You know, the money's not been sent to the bank yet. You know, the check hasn't been cashed, whatever it is. And the guy, he's trying to calm the guy down, trying to basically keep him in the deal, right? Keep him from backing out. But he doesn't want to lose the guy either, right? So he's trying to sit calmly, talk to the guy, reason with him, and say, it's going to be okay. It's under control. You want to back out? We'll back out, okay? It's not a problem. Well, as he's kind of going through this whole spiel, another character comes in and he says, hey, you worried about your deal? No problem. Check's already at the bank. It's already solid. We're locked in. We're good to go. He says, you are basically set. Well, the problem is, of course, is that Al Pacino is talking this guy down, saying, no, that's not the case. The idea is that everything falls apart because this guy is upset. Al Pacino is trying to talk him back down, trying to calm him down. The other guy comes in and says, no, you're great. You're in great shape. We have your money. You know, I think the line that just gets me every time, it's like you never open your mouth until you know what the shot is. Basically saying, hey, man, I'm trying to fix this. Shut up and go over there and stay over there. I can handle it. And, you know, there's a lot in that about like the plot and the characters and all that. But I always see that as like an interesting way of like looking at the dynamic that when there's not like a mutual respect for what each other can do and should be doing, that's where it can go wrong. Where one person can all of a sudden just upend everything that someone else is trying to figure out or trying to work on, or it's a great example to me of like, hey man, this is my job. I'm good at doing my job. Let me do my job. Stay in your lane. Respect my skills. Respect my boundaries. And I will respect yours when you stay over there. So, you know, that's one thing that I always think about. And you know, when you work with people that understand that and they really get the vibe that, okay, I'm doing my thing, you do your thing, we're all going to push this thing forward. That's where you have no problems, you know? But when you have people that don't understand that or they ignore that, yeah, you have trouble. And so you really want to be careful with that. You really want to make sure that you're not that person, right? You're not stepping on someone else's toes. You're not crossing into someone's lane. You're not, you know, just wrecking shop in the middle of someone else's business. Part of that is even when it comes down to like working, you know, working for a group or working for a company where you have like supervisors or you know, directors or managers or whatever that maybe don't quite understand what it is you do or your technique or your, you know, your workflow, the way you like to work, you know, to get to what you're trying to do. And, you know, all I can say is, some of it is education. Some of it is helping someone understand that. And sometimes it's even like reiterating. You know, it's like, well, here's how I do this, and here's how I like to think about this kind of project or, you know, this kind of technology or whatever. And so if you make sure that that is out there, that you're always kind of like letting that be known, this is how I do what I do, and this is why I do what I do, then hopefully the other person or the other people around you, they will understand and they will appreciate that and they will accept that and let you do your thing. That's respect. And, you know, sometimes people do not understand that. They just, it doesn't come across, and it's okay, but you have to be ready to, you know, maneuver through that. Because look, people can demand. They can demand you do everything, right? As part of your job, as part of your role in a project or wherever you work or whatever you're working on, they can demand you do it. Or they can ask. They can ask nicely. They can actually invite you to do the thing you like to do, however you like to do it. But that's why it's important to have that respect. You show respect, I feel like, you know, 9 times out of 10, that respect will come back to you. You know, I always think about it like this, put it this way, maybe to kind of sum it up a little bit, to kind of really tighten this all up. You know, it comes down to a few different things for me, at least. You know, respect for others, I mean, it means you don't operate in ways that would intentionally hurt someone. You know, you don't move in a way that's going to just ruin someone's day. I mean, on purpose. You may do it unintentionally or, you know, without really realizing what is happening. And it happens to everybody. You know, I've certainly done some things and said things maybe that I didn't realize was going to, you know, bend somebody out of shape or, you know, kind of hurt someone's feelings or whatever. But it's certainly nothing I intend to do. I can do it, but I don't intend to do that. That's not how I move. That's not how I kind of get through, you know, life. So, you know, that's the one thing, right? That's when you're talking about dealing with others. You know, you just don't want to be that person that's going to make someone have a bad day. That's all we got. That's all we got is our time. So why are you going to ruin someone else's time? And, you know, for yourself, I mean, it's same thing, really. It's like, you know, you have to know, you have to recognize when people are out there moving in ways that could hurt you. You know, that's respect for yourself. You have to know when somebody might be trying to move against you or trying to sabotage you or just, you know, really undercut the work that you're doing or the, you know, the creativity that you have or, you know, the ideas you have. And I've been through those moments where I'm like, wait a minute. This dude just really came at me real low key, just kind of like, you know, took shots at me. And I didn't see it at the time. And I saw it later, and then I got hot. If I would have known in the moment, if I would have just really just like, hey, just, wait a minute, what'd you just say? That would have been a whole different like conversation. It would have been a whole different interaction. You know, but there's times when you get blind to it. You get into your work and you're not in that mode, you know. But sometimes you have to be. Sometimes you really got to put put that radar on. You know, you got to see, How are you gonna deal with that? You got to be able to see if somebody's coming at you sideways, and how do you handle that? You know, you stand up for yourself, you stand up for your ideas. Now, those are all things that are important. That's respect for yourself. And so, look, the other thing is respecting your work. You know, the effort that you put into it, the skills that you have. I mean, when you recognize someone else doing good work, it's a different thing, you know, than your own work. Sometimes you can see your work, you see all the flaws in it. You see all the things that you could have done better, you could have done different, or just the things you really just didn't like the way something turned out. And yet at the same time, it's like you took the time, you had the skill, the talent to make it happen. So just the fact that it didn't come out quite the way you thought or you know, came out differently, that doesn't diminish or it shouldn't diminish the work that you put into it and the skills that you have. So that's always part of it. You know, you got to respect your work, respect yourself, and respect other people. And, you know, all of that leads to, like, you just have a better, clearer mind about the work you do. Maybe you're producing better work because of it. Maybe you're doing something that's more engaging or more focused, or, you know, maybe it even changes the tone of your work. You know, if you come at things just in a really kind of sour way, or someone around you is really kind of infecting your creative process with their sorry attitude or whatever, then when that changes, or if you make the change, you might see like your work changes. Your ideas take on a different light. You have different perspective. So maybe that's an important part of it, is respect isn't just about, oh, the interpersonal dynamics and relationships and how you get along with people, but it's about the quality of your work too. You can do better work when you understand that your skills, your talent, your effort is being appreciated, and you appreciate that of others. So that's what I think. You know, that's a big one for me. This is one that I work with people and I talk with people and I see others that I work with and what they do and what they think about it. And I always have to keep that in mind, is if I'm going to respect these people that I'm working with and that I like associate with, you know, that's something you have to express it. And it's not always like, I respect you, but it's about, it's about showing some appreciation, you know? It's about really being sincere and acknowledging someone's effort, someone's ideas. And I feel like I've tried to do that. You know, I've really tried to be good with that and helpful with that, because I feel like respect goes a long way and it can follow you around in good ways if you let it, if you put that out there. So that's what I think about that. And maybe the question for you then is, when have you found someone just being real disrespectful and you needed to make a change? Maybe that's just part of everyone going through life. You have to know when it's time to move and when it's time to fix something, get right with somebody or with the situation that you're in. Get your respect and give your respect. All right, that's it. That's it for me. I like it. So look, if you want to catch some more episodes, go check out sketchrelease.com. That's where you can see some other things there. You can find out how to subscribe. If you're just listening to this, I appreciate it. If you've been listening to it, thank you also. You people out there have been very cool, very, very helpful, very, very supportive. So thank you. And hey, if you want to check out some of the other stuff that I'm posting, I've been posting a lot more art lately. I kind of got away from it for a long time, but I'm really trying to get back into it, trying to like, you know, get that up a little bit. So Instagram, I'm there. Art Station, I'm there. Even Behance, I'm there. If you got to do Inktober, hey, let's see. Send me a DM or send me a message, whatever. I want to see what you're doing. What is that like? How was your Inktober? How was your Sketchtember? How was your whatever this month drawing art thing is? All right. So with all that said, thanks for listening. And keep having fun. Keep doing what you're doing. Most of all, keep creating.